has all the information been given to you, or just kind of bring us up to speed on where we're at?
At this point, I have all of the information except for a transcript of Officer Hill's interview. I have the disc with the audio on with the interview information on it. So technically, I do have all of the information at this point from the DCI.
Where do then we go now, kind of, once it's in your hands here, walk us through what the next step is.
The next step is I will be going through a process where I will be reviewing all of the reports and the course of their investigation, reviewing video evidence, and I also would like to speak to Ms. Steele's husband and possibly her family, and so I'm attempting to reach out to those folks, her family. I do have a meeting scheduled with Mr. Steele and his attorney later this week. And so once I gather the information that I need and review all of the reports, then I will be making a decision on whether criminal charges would be proper against the officer.
Does the DCI recommend, say we think that charges are or aren't, do the DCI do that, or do they just collect all the information for you?
They collect the information for my office, so they won't make a recommendation either way.
I know there's been talk about the Attorney General's office. There was an incident in Lee County, maybe it was last year. Do you plan on reaching out to the Attorney General? Do you have to reach out to the Attorney General?
I do not have to reach out to the Attorney General unless there is a conflict. And a conflict would exist perhaps if this involved one of the deputies of the Des Moines County Sheriff's Department. Then there would potentially be a conflict. But in this case, it's a Burlington police officer. And so I do not believe that there's a conflict. And it's not required to reach out to the Attorney General's office in this case.
Can you walk us through, I know you can't get into kind of specifics or looking at different details, but how do you approach a situation like this where you're deciding whether to bring charges, just in general, how do you approach those situations?
Well, as in any case, I would need to review the investigation that was done and then determine, is there criminal intent involved? And if so, what's the level of that criminal intent and what would be a charge that would fit the facts of that case? Because every criminal charge has what we call elements, and you would have to meet all of those elements in those criminal statutes and be able to prove them beyond a reasonable doubt. And so I would be analyzing and comparing the evidence that is contained in the information in the reports and then comparing it to Iowa law.
Do you have a time frame for yourself as to when you believe you'll make a decision?
I don't want to be in a hurry, but I also know that I'm sure her family is looking for some information, and I hate to use the word closure because I don't know that they will have closure, but and the police department would also, I'm sure, be wanting a decision. So like I said, I don't want to be in a hurry, but and I want to take my time and be thorough and independent and fair and impartial to everyone involved. But I would guess probably, I'm hoping within 30 days I would have a decision.
I've seen mention, and maybe it's just the procedure to this point, will the DCI's investigation ever be made public?
That's difficult to answer. Some of the evidence, it's not mine to release. It's evidence of, the DCI or the Burlington Police Department. And since I haven't finished completed any review of all the evidence, I don't know what is all there. So I hate to speculate on that if some were released and some pieces of evidence were not. So I hate to speculate on that at this point.
Okay, that's why I was wondering if it was a practice, like when you get to the decision and you've made your decision, if then information is released or if it is not released, if there's any kind of a precedent on that.
It just depends on the type of evidence, I suppose, that it is. And any matter under investigation is deemed confidential. And so most likely once that determination is made, then I'm foreseeing that some evidence will most likely be released.
Anything else on this that people should know to kind of know? This is something people have been watching and following along. Anything else that people should know that I haven't thought to ask about as to where we're at?
Just that this is one of the duties of a county attorney to make decisions like this, and it's a difficult decision, and it's a difficult situation to be in, but that's what we are called to do, and we take an oath of office to do these things. And I understand some cases are referred to the attorney general and some are not, and I do take my oath very seriously, and we'll take this matter very seriously.